Well, we're glad to speak to your hearts today, and I know that this coming up week is Christmas Day, which comes on the 25th. And so today I'm going to be talking to you from the subject, if God didn't give it, don't take it. If God didn't give it, don't take it. Now, that's going to come out of a couple of scriptures. The first one I want to share with you is in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and particular verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now hold on to that. And I'm going to take you now to the book of Philippians as it relates to the Philippians church. And that's in Philippians 4. And I'm particularly interested in verse 4. And that says, rejoice in the Lord always. Then he didn't quit. And again, I say, rejoice. I was just talking to one of my staff members a few minutes ago, just before I brought this message. And we began to talk about identity crisis. What does that really mean? And how do we get this over to young people? The 13th century philosopher Descartes made a statement on one occasion, and he had some kind of an identity crisis. He was not sure of what was what. And finally he concluded by making a statement. And his statement went, because I can think, therefore I am. And so he went with that. So I'm going to say to you today to be careful about what it is that we're looking for, what it is that has become the keynote in our minds, in our being, and what is it that we're really looking for in life. Now, when we think about Christmas, and I know I'm kind of mixing this up here, but let me throw this in. When looking for Christmas, probably not too many of us, no matter what religion or faith we're in, I know some of our religion said that there are no such things as Christmas and so forth. And that's fine. I don't have any problem with that. If that's how you believe, that's how you believe. But I say this, my key presentation today is to watch out for what it is that you are looking for, what it is that you wish to receive. Now, Paul wrote both Timothy and Philippians. And so I want to identify a couple, two or three things. The first thing I want to do is to identify what is fear. Well, when we look that up in the Greek language, we recognize that it means timidity, or clear-cut word, timid. You know, can't make up our mind. We're a liking of self-confidence. And that, when we have that condition, that environment, we're in a state just right to be scared. We need to recognize that what fear, let me put it this way. Let me read you a little statement that I came up with, and I believe the Holy Spirit gave to me. When fear gets in our spirit, it becomes our character, it sets our behavior, it sets our attitude, and really, it becomes a mindset. I've shared this many times. I did a funeral at Angela's funeral home many, many years ago from as a pastor of this church, where I am here, Livingstone. We were then known as First Missionary Baptist Church. And I rode in a hearse to the cemetery. So when the driver of the hearse pulled away from the back of the place where we had the ceremony, he says, "Reverend, I forgot my paperwork." So he done pulled away probably 50 yards away from the place, and he parked the hearse with me in the hearse, and I'm sitting there looking at the casket in the back as if the casket had something to say to me or what. So he went back, and I stood there, and all of a sudden, I find myself scared to death. So I couldn't take it, hopped out of the hearse, and I was going to run back to which way he went. I don't know what I was going to do if he hadn't come out. I knew I wasn't going back in there where those caskets were. Because in those days I was scared because I was not sure of who I was. And that these people that have moved on out of their bodies to go to God, they ain't got nothing else to say. But it's just that crazy idea. Okay, so just remember, when fear gets in your spirit, everything else is gone. Well, then we know, we need to know, what then is a spirit? Spirit, I say, is that element which drives the human being into whatever direction that we go. It drives us. And it doesn't matter how you try to dress yourself up. It doesn't matter what kind of clothes you wear. It doesn't matter who you know. But I want you to know that when you have a bad spirit, it's going to show up and it's going to cause your body to do those things that the spirit is within you. Well, now I'm going to leave that right there. And some of you may disagree with that. And that's all right with me. You can go right ahead with that. Let's watch now and see what Paul said in 2 Timothy 1:7. And listen what he said when he wrote, "For God has not given us a spirit." Now we find that the word spirit precedes the word fear. It precedes the word power. It precedes the word love. And it precedes the word sound mind. Watch that. So he says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, that we've just talked about what fear is just a few minutes ago. But what he has given us, and you can take this to the bank, God has given us power. We have power over anything that comes against us. But the only reason why things get on top of us is because we lose sight on the power that God has given us. Look at little brother Peter one day. He was sitting up on the boat jumping all over the place, storm is raging, and Jesus shows up walking on the water. You remember that? You Bible readers more particular. And after the Lord Jesus, Jesus just did things strategically. And so what he did, he went and walked on the water and got in the sight of the boat. And these disciples that the Lord Jesus had on the boat, these crazy folk thought they had seen a haint. Well, a haint is from Mississippi. That's a spirit. That's a ghost. So the Lord Jesus identified himself, and Jesus said, Peter said, "Is that you?" And Jesus said, "Yeah, that's me." He said, "Oh, Lord, I thought sure you were a spirit, a ghost. I thought you were a haint." And so finally, what happened? Peter said, "If that's you," now watch this, "if that's you, give me power to walk on the water like you're doing it." And Jesus said, "You got it." And Jesus just kept on walking on the water. Peter hops out of the boat, and he kept his eyes on Jesus, and he was stepping tall with the power that God had given him. But the problem that Peter had, he looked down, he took his eyes off Jesus, and the power now turned from Jesus, and he allowed the water and the waves to have the power that he was supposed to have. Therefore, he was scared to death, like I was in that hearse that day. Okay, now what am I saying to us? I'm saying that you can get a readout from a doctor. And after a while, you know anything, you got cancer, you got everything that everybody else in your family ever had, because, and the reason for that is, you've taken your eyes off of the Lord. Okay, now he says, so we recognize the fact that we got the power. In fact, let's see, I believe that's Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. You all can look that up. And he says, behold, I've given you power over all of the actions of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. That's the power that the Lord has given us. Now, remember that word spirit precedes the word fear too. But he says God has not given us that. Then he goes on to say, and I've also given you a spirit of love. Now that's big, folks. Please understand. Love casts out all fear. If you love, truly love, and you know, I share this now, my dear wife is gone on the glory to be with the Lord, and we were separated for some 30 some odd years before she passed. And I told her over and over and over and over again, even while we were going through the divorce stuff, how much I loved her. But when I look back at what love truly is, guess what, folks? I'm sorry. I didn't truly love her like God wanted me to love her, because I was scared somebody else was going to look at her. Can you believe that? Scared somebody else was going to look at her. What kind of love is that? The book says that love casts out all fear, all doubt, and all that stuff. So if you truly love your wife, if you truly love your husband, you ain't scared somebody else going to take him. Ain't scared somebody going to take her. And the reason why you're not is because it's true love. And God gave it to you, or God gave him to you. Then the last one he says, a sound mind. God has given us a sound mind. Let me turn back with you. Now I think it was, I want to leave this little thought with you. I believe that back in the time of the Depression, President Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected as President of the United States during the time of the Depression, and some people began to ask him, are you scared and all that? And Roosevelt looked at him and he said, no. The only thing I have to be afraid of is fear itself. That fear that is in me. But I already have the power that I need to overcome whatever's in there. And I don't remember if all of you all remember the WPA and a bunch of stuff like that, but you'd have to be old like me to remember that. And so Roosevelt said, I have nothing to fear except fear itself. Another lady by the name of Marie Curie made a statement about fear. And she says, fear, there is nothing in life to be feared, but only to be understood. Once we understand a thing, it's nothing to be feared. So we're going to leave you with that, and we're going to take you now to the book of Philippians. And I want you to look at verse number 4 with me. In particular, I'd like for you to look with me to a couple of other verses. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderations be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now watch this. If you do that, And the peace of God, you need to say that with me, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. And then, how do you get over with fear? How do you get over with doubt? Let me leave this verse with you, verse 8. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report. If these be in any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Well, what am I saying, brothers and sisters, as we bring the message to a conclusion? Well, where are you in your head? The Lord tells us by the hand of Paul, I believe Paul wrote, yes, Romans chapter 12, and I believe verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 says something like, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable services. Then he says, and here's where it comes back into our message today. Then he says, and be ye transformed by the renewing of your spirit. In other words, fear has no business controlling you. Fear has no business becoming a part of your spirit. And so in this Christmas holiday, some of you may have lost loved ones this past year, and you may want to go into a spirit of doubt and all kind of thing. But brothers and sisters, don't let that happen. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are honest, and you can read the rest of that yourself. I want to encourage you to be encouraged and let the Spirit of the Lord control your life, so that you have nothing to fear, but fear itself, and the Holy Spirit have given you power over yourself and over anybody who comes against you. Well, God bless you. I want to pray for you just in case there's some things that have gone down in your life that has caused you problems. Father, I thank you for this beautiful opportunity that you've given me. I thank you for the time that you have given me on this radio spot, on the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus radio ministry with Brother Melvin, KRAJ 100.9 FM. I thank you for the privilege to talking to somebody this morning and letting them know that they need not faint. They need not trouble their minds. If you didn't give it to them, don't take it. Don't mess with it. Even if somebody comes up and look at you in the face and want to offer you something that looks awful tempting, you check it out and see if God brought this thing. Because if God didn't bring it, it's going to cause you headaches later on. God didn't give it. Don't take it. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to invite you to our church. We're located at 37721 North 100th Street East in Little Rock, California. And that's on 100th Street at Avenue R. R and 100th Street East. And we'd be glad to see you. And we start our services at 10 o'clock sharp. And we're usually over about noon, sometime a little before. And a few times we go over a little bit. And I want to also invite you to New Year's Eve, which is the 31st of December. We will be having a New Year's Eve service. Several churches will be coming with us. We will be together starting at 9 o'clock New Year's Eve. God bless you. We'll see you one of these Sunday mornings, or we'll see you at New Year's Eve service. God bless you. Have a good one.